Good morning, Anchor. This is Kaylee Chella checking in. Here's what you need to know for the day. Appearing to contradict the president's past claims that he didn't know the source of the money, Rudy Giuliani, one of Trump's attorneys, said Wednesday that President Trump did reimburse his personal lawyer for the $130,000 in hush money that he paid to a porn actress days before the 2016 presidential election. During an appearance on Fox News Channel's Hannity, Giuliani said the money to repay Michael Cohen had been, quote, funneled through the law firm and the president repaid it. When asked if Trump knew about the arrangement, Giuliani said, quote, he didn't know about the specifics of it, as far as I know, but he did know about the general arrangement, that Michael would take care of things like this, like I take care of things for my clients. I don't burden them with every single thing that comes along. These are busy people. The comments appeared to contradict statements made by Trump several weeks ago, when he said he didn't know about the payment to porn actress Stormy Daniels as part of a non-disclosure agreement she signed days before the presidential election. Giuliani later suggested to the Wall Street Journal that while Trump had repaid the $130,000, Cohen had settled the payment to Daniels without Trump's knowledge at the time. Giuliani's revelation seemed aimed at reducing the president's legal exposure. But outside, experts said it raised a number of questions, including whether the money represented repayment of an undisclosed loan or could be seen as reimbursement for a campaign expenditure. For 108 years, the Boy Scouts of America's flagship program has been known simply as the Boy Scouts. But with girls soon entering the ranks, the group says the iconic name will change. The organization on Wednesday announced a new name for its Boy Scouts program, Scouts BSA. The change will take effect in February. Chief Scout Executive Mike Serbaugh said many possibilities were considered during lengthy and incredibly fun deliberations before the new name was chosen. He said, quote, we wanted to land on something that evokes the past, but also conveys the inclusive nature of the program going forward. We're trying to find the right way to say we're here for both young men and young women. The parent organization will remain the Boy Scouts of America and the Cub Scouts. Its program serving children from kindergarten through fifth grade will keep its title as well. But the Boy Scouts, the program for 11 to 17-year-olds, will now be Scouts BSA. The organization has already started admitting girls into the Cub Scouts, and Scouts BSA will begin accepting girls next year. Thousands of ancient clay tablets, seals, and other Iraqi archaeological objects that were smuggled into the U.S. and shipped to the head of the arts and crafts chain Hobby Lobby were returned to the Iraqi government on Wednesday. The Oklahoma City-based private company, whose devout Christian owners won a 2014 U.S. Supreme Court ruling exempting them from providing a certain contraceptive coverage for employees, agreed to pay a $3 million fine last year to settle a lawsuit over the company's role in the smuggling of the artifacts, which authorities say were looted from the war-torn country. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials in Washington handed over the artifacts Wednesday to Iraq's ambassador to the U.S., Fareed Yassin. Arizona teachers said they will end a historic statewide strike Thursday that shut down schools for days if lawmakers pass a plan that offers big raises and increased school funding, but that still falls short of their demands. Organizers made the announcement Tuesday after educators statewide walked off the job last week and closed schools to demand higher pay and more education spending. The Arizona action followed a teacher uprising that started in other parts of the U.S. and was punctuated by a march of tens of thousands of red-clad supporters. Those mobilizing teachers criticized a Republican-led funding plan but said it was time to go back to work. Rebecca Garelli, a teacher and strike organizer, said, quote, our fight is not over. We have options. But it is time for us to get back to our students and get back into our classrooms. Republican Governor Doug Ducey and GOP legislative leaders have agreed on a state budget proposal that could be passed into law this week, but doesn't increase classroom resources as much as educators sought. The plan moving through the Republican-led legislature gives teachers a 10% raise next year and starts restoring some of the nearly $400 million in cuts to a fund that pays for supplies, repairs, and some support staff salaries. The vote was put on hold Wednesday and is expected to be voted on today. A fiery explosion rocked a Connecticut town while police were negotiating with the man who had taken his wife hostage, leaving up to 8 officers injured. The officers suffered non-life-threatening injuries in the blast at a barn behind the couple's North Haven home on Wednesday night. Deputy Police Chief Jonathan Mulhern would not comment when asked early Thursday if the suspect was in custody. He said, quote, this is still an active, ongoing scene. This is not a stable scene at this point. First Selectman Michael Frieda said the wife escaped before the explosion. Frieda told WTIC-TV, quote, this started late this afternoon with what was apparently a very violent domestic call, adding that it led to a barricade situation and a SWAT team being called in. He said the police were, quote, trying to coax him out of the house and really try to calm the situation down. Then things took a turn for the worst with an explosion. Police were heard continuing to try to coax the man out of the house, even after the explosion. Frieda said, quote, it's quite surprising. This is a quiet residential neighborhood. It's been a very emotional scene. Residents near the home said on the police department's Facebook page that they heard the explosion and felt their own homes shake. Additional police rushed to the scene as the fire raged and sounds of smaller explosions were also heard. State police said that they were assisting North Haven police with the investigation. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives also responded. This has been a report by Kaylee Chella for Anchor. To stay up to date, follow us on Twitter at Anchor, or you can follow me at Kaylee Chella. That's at C-A-I-L-L-E-Y Chella. Chella out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.